listening to the Positive Professional Podcast with your host, me, Tracy Yvonne. This podcast is a weekly conversation about all things mental health, self-care, and wellness. And there'll be sprinkles of positivity, mindfulness, and guided meditations. Welcome back to Season 5, Episode 27. And today I'm going to be diving into another topic that's close to my heart, and that's how to cultivate your own happiness. Now let me start by acknowledging something that many of us have been taught to believe, that happiness comes from external sources. And whether it's relationships, achievements, or material possessions, we've often been led to think that these are the things that will make us truly happy. But the truth is, lasting happiness is an inside job. It's something that comes from within us and isn't dependent on anyone or anything else. In today's episode, I'm going to be sharing some practical tips, personal insights, and actionable steps that will help you to take control of your own happiness. And I'll talk about what happiness really means and why you shouldn't rely on others to make you happy, and how to cultivate happiness from within. So whether you're listening on your way to work, during a break, or winding down for the evening, I hope you'll find something valuable to take away. So let's start by talking about what happiness truly means. And many people equate happiness with momentary pleasure, like the thrill of a new purchase, the excitement of a vacation, or the joy of a celebration. And while these moments are undoubtedly enjoyable, they are fleeting. True happiness goes beyond these temporary pleasures, and it's about lasting fulfillment, a deeper sense of contentment that isn't easily shaken by life's ups and downs. Happiness can be categorized into two sources, intrinsic and extrinsic. Extrinsic happiness comes from external factors like getting approval from others, material wealth, or social status. Intrinsic happiness, on the other hand, comes from within. It's rooted in self-acceptance, purpose, and the relationships we cultivate with others. Intrinsic happiness is more sustainable because it's not dependent on external circumstances. Now let's debunk some of the common myths about happiness. And one of the biggest misconceptions is that a perfect relationship, job, or lifestyle will automatically lead to happiness. But many of us have experienced, even when we achieve these things, the happiness they bring often fades over time. This happens because these external achievements are not the ultimate source of our happiness. When we place too much emphasis on them, we risk becoming dependent on factors outside of our control, which can lead to disappointment. This is what I call the happiness myth, the idea that happiness is something to be found or obtained, rather than something we cultivate from within. The danger of this myth is that it can keep us constantly chasing for the next big thing, always believing that happiness is just around the corner, when in reality it's something that we have the power to create now. So let's dive deeper into why it's so important to not rely on others for happiness. When we depend on others to make us happy, we give our power away. We enter a cycle of dependency where our mood and self-worth are tied to someone else's actions, opinions, or presence. And this can lead to emotional instability because people are unpredictable and their behavior is beyond our control. Now think about it. How many times have you felt let down by someone who didn't meet your expectations? Or felt anxious because you didn't receive validation you were hoping for? These feelings are common when we place our happiness in the hands of others. The truth is, external validation, whether it's approval from friends, likes on social media, or praise from a partner, is fleeting. And it might give you a temporary boost, but it's not sustainable. If we constantly seek happiness from others, we are setting ourselves up for disappointment and frustration. Now let's talk more about external validations and its impact on our mental health. In today's digital age, the pressure to seek validation from others has only intensified. Social media, for example, is a major source of external validation. We post pictures, updates, stories, reels, hoping for likes, comments, and shares. But this kind of validation is superficial. It can create a false sense of self-worth, where we measure our happiness and success by the number of likes we achieve. This constant need for validation can lead to stress and anxiety. It can also cause us to lose our sense of identity as we try to mold ourselves to fit others' expectations. The more we rely on external validation, the more we disconnect from our true selves. But here's the good news. You don't need anyone's approval to be happy. You can validate yourself. By shifting your focus from external sources to internal ones, you can build a stable and lasting sense of happiness that isn't dependent on anyone else's. And now that we've established the importance of self-reliance and happiness, let's talk about how you can cultivate that from within. One of the steps is by developing a positive mindset. Your mindset is the lens through which you view the world. It shapes your thoughts, emotions, and reactions. To cultivate a positive mindset, start by practicing gratitude and take a few moments each day to reflect on what you are thankful for. This simple practice can shift your focus on what's lacking in your life to what you already have. And it helps you to appreciate the small moments that bring joy and contentment. Another powerful tool are positive affirmations. These are statements you repeat to yourself to reinforce positive beliefs. For example, you might say, "I am enough just as I am," or "I have the power to create my own happiness." Over time, these affirmations can rewire your brain to think more positively. And finally, practicing reframing negative thoughts. When you catch yourself thinking something negative, try to reframe it into something more positive or in a neutral light. This shift in perspective can make a big difference in your overall happiness. And another key to cultivating internal happiness is building self-compassion. And self-compassion involves treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer to a friend. It means recognizing that it's okay to make mistakes and that you're deserving of love and care just as you are. And I'm going to share more in the next segment. One way to practice self-compassion is through self-reflection. Take time to check in with yourself regularly. Ask yourself how you're feeling, what you need, and what's causing you stress or discomfort. This awareness allows you to respond to your needs with compassion rather than criticism. Self-care routines are another important aspect of self-compassion. Take time for activities that nourish your body and your spirit. Whether it's taking a walk in nature, practicing yoga, or simply reading a book, self-care can help you to recharge and maintain your emotional well-being. And last but not least, finding purpose or meaning in your life is essential for lasting happiness. Purpose gives you a sense of direction and motivation. It's what drives you to get out of bed in the morning and pursue your goals. To find your purpose, start by identifying your passions. What activities, causes, or topics light you up? What are your core values? What impact do you want to leave in the world? These questions can help you uncover what truly matters to you. And remember, your purpose doesn't have to be grand or life-changing. It can simply be something like being kind and a supportive friend, or contributing to your community in small but meaningful ways. The important thing is that it brings you a sense of fulfillment and aligns you with your true self. Now let's move on to some practical steps you can take to cultivate your own happiness. And one of the most effective ways is to establish daily practices that promote well-being. Mindfulness, for example, is a powerful tool for staying present and grounded. You can practice mindfulness through meditation, deep breathing, or simply paying attention to your surroundings without judgment. Journaling is another practice for happiness. Writing down your thoughts, feelings, and experiences can help you process emotions, gain insights, and practice gratitude. It's also a way to track your progress and reflect on your growth. And don't forget the importance of physical well-being. Regular exercise, adequate sleep, and a balanced diet are all crucial for maintaining both physical and mental health. When your body feels good, it's easier to feel happy and energized. And setting boundaries is another essential step in cultivating your own happiness. Boundaries protect your energy and mental health by allowing you to say no to things that don't serve you. This can be anything from declining social invitations that you're not interested in, to setting limits on how much time you spend on work or with certain people. Prioritizing self-care is a big part of setting boundaries, and it's okay to put your needs first and take time for yourself. Avoiding toxic relationships is also crucial, so surround yourself with people who uplift and support you, rather than those who drain your energy or undermine your happiness. Finally, let's talk about the power of letting go. Holding on to past hurts, grudges, or unrealistic expectations can weigh you down and keep you from experiencing true happiness. Letting go is about releasing the things that no longer serve you, whether it's negative emotions, limiting beliefs, or unhealthy attachments. Forgiveness is a key part of this process. Forgiving others and yourself allows you to move forward without the burden of resentment. Acceptance is also important. Acknowledge what you can't change and focus on what you can control. By letting go of the past and embracing the present, you can create a space for new opportunities and positive experiences. As I wrap up today's episode, let's recap on the key points that we've covered. We've discussed the importance of understanding what happiness truly means and why you shouldn't rely on others to make you happy. I've explored the impact of external validation, the benefits of cultivating a positive mindset, self-compassion, and finding purpose. And finally, I've gone over some practical steps that you can take to cultivate your own happiness, including daily practices, setting boundaries, and the power of letting go. Remember, happiness is a personal journey. It's something that you have the power to create and nurture within yourself through self-awareness, self-compassion, and intentional actions. I want to encourage each of you to start your journey towards self-reliance and happiness today. It's a continuous process, but every small step you take brings you closer to a more fulfilling and joyful life. As you go about your day, I invite you to reflect on what brings you happiness and consider how you can cultivate it more from within. And before I close, I'd love for you to take one small step towards cultivating your own happiness. And it could be practicing gratitude, setting boundaries, or simply taking a moment to breathe and be present.
Thanks for listening and supporting this podcast. And make sure you're clicking the like and subscribe button. You can also follow me on Twitter and Instagram. Stay safe, be well, and don't forget to be the best version of you.